Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 36, Scorched Earth.
Written by Casey Whalen.
I won't!
Go, go, go!
Carl, get up!
Here, right there. Really, little clock. Watch.
Now. Hold your shit, man.
Everyone, get to the houses over there. Lock yourselves inside.
What if there's someone turning?
Doesn't matter now. Come on. Everyone, go, go! Move as fast as you can. Get inside any house you can find.
Me too?
No, you and Tanya stay with me. We'll need medical teams if there's any injury. We can get you to Weed Medical.
Mike, you need to get out of there now. People's gonna fucking see us the entire area.
No, no, we still might be able to hold it.
Too late. Get out of there now.
Troops are here. Hello? Hello?
Here it comes.
Shit. Tanya! Carl, get inside the Hummer. Cover your faces. No, not that one. The one with the 50 cal.
Okay, I'm going.
I'll get in the turret.
All right, that's about six down.
Hey, mount up. up. Get the hell out of here.
But this is working.
They're gassing the area.
What? That's fucking crazy.
I know. Just go, go, go.
Come on. Come on.
I let the starter warm up. Well, I let the starter warm up. It should be good. Oh.
Carl, get down here.
I
about. The normal kind won't get through the wall and they can't climb up. Shit, I'm out. Ah!
You okay?
Ah, yeah, I'll be fine. It's just my rib. Bert, you got more ammo?
Not for what you're using.
The Molotov's helped by the north side. They're staying back. And now they're moving more towards the gate.
Well, that one was trying to get up.
Then keep them down.
I am! I just... Saul! Saul, look!
Give me the binoculars.
Holy shit!
Back by the police station, nine figures stood. From the look of the cars around them, I could tell these fuckers were tall. They stood and waited, not moving. I could barely see, but all of them had black marks on their forearms, except for one that was missing part of its arm. Couldn't read the numbers from the distance, but I knew what they were.
Are those...
the fucking little ones.
The what?
Ran into them before.
Nasty fucking tough.
Lizzie got ambushed by one of them, remember?
I do, but why the hell are they waiting out there?
I have no clue.
You think you could shoot them from here?
No. Leave them there.
But...
you want them joining the fight?
They're toying with us.
Big one's at the back gate. It's hitting us hard.
Use the pipe bomb.
We're out.
I got one. I'm on it.
Hey, DJ's waking up. She's in a lot of pain. I don't know what to give her.
Vic, watch them, okay? Let me know if they move. I'll go take care of CJ and then try to help at the back gate.
There's nine of them.
What? So?
That's a lot, man.
No, it's not.
Salt, I don't know about this.
Just watch them, okay?
What if they come? What then?
Then we'll deal with them.
Can we?
We got no choice.
I don't want to end up like that.
Think I do? Here.
What the hell is this?
Things get bad, and you think it's time, then just stick this in your leg. That'll make you go. Quick. Painless.
That's the needle you grabbed before. You got one too?
No, that's the only one.
But...
no. Take it, all right? I want you to have it.
I don't know, Saul.
Take care, amigo.
You too.
Don't give her any more of this unless I say so. I don't want her heart giving out.
I won't.
And seal these doors off. I'm gonna be gone for a while.
Wait, you're coming back, right?
Lizzie, yes, once it's over.
It's never gonna be over. You really think what anyone does is gonna make a difference?
Don't listen to her. She's out of it.
I know.
You've seen what's out there. Not the same as before. It's just a matter of time.
Shut up. You can do it. We can do it, right?
What if this is it?
Whatever time's left, I just want to spend it with you.
I have to be out there.
I go where you go.
Not this time.
Look, I'm not as frail as everyone treats me.
I didn't go through all that just for you to take risks.
There's no other option. I am going. End of discussion.
How will I be able to focus? Huh, babe? Always checking to make sure you're okay. No, no, no. You're staying here. I need to keep you and it safe.
Oh, it, our son?
The... who? What? You know what it is?
Yes.
Oh, well, you better believe you're staying in here now.
Oh, what? So you'd let me go if it were a girl?
No, no, that's not what I'm saying at all. I don't want you out there.
Look, I can still do things, okay? I can still shoot, remember?
Look, I'm probably going to have to catch up on the baby manual thing, but gunshots going off near him, even I know that's not good.
Saul, sorry, but I'm not letting you go alone.
I can't let you. This door lock?
Yeah, here.
Board it up too. Nothing gets in here. Got it?
Saul, please.
Blondie, I'm sorry. I have to.
Don't you leave me here.
I have to go.
I
love you.
Saul, no.
You'll be fine.
No, Saul, please.
I'm sorry.
Please, you said you wouldn't leave. Come on.
Pull the Bradleys back and put them in wedges. Don't expose their backsides.
Several of them are out of ammo, sir. They're asking for more.
We don't have more. Tell them to conserve.
Damn, didn't get out in time, huh?
What the fuck was that, sir?
I don't know what you were doing there at all. I thought I told you to get that decoy out there.
Yeah, well, they're working on that. But you fucking gassed the whole...
Checkpoint two. And it's now being avoided by the attackers. It worked.
There were still guys there.
Well, they'll live. It's only CS.
Yeah, it's because you didn't have any other gas.
I'm done with this. Clean yourself off and get that decoy out there.
Here, wipe your face, man. You're dripping everywhere. Oh, man, you're making my eyes water.
Puck, find out what other munition reserves we have. Anything and everything.
Yes, sir.
Michael, you need us to be somewhere?
Yeah, I guess you should.
Sir, the other Bradleys are hit. One's not responding.
What?
Two now.
Push them back. Whoever's still out there, push them back.
Oh.
What?
Shit.
Help! Help!
What else we got left?
The chopper. Get me the Black Hawk. Gas the entire area outside checkpoint one. Do it now.
We don't have many canisters. You might want to conserve them.
Just do it.
That'll only buy us time.
We don't have any heavy armor left, sir.
Pull all infantry out of the area and back to the interior of the base. Get anyone and everyone you can to the secure compounds. The barracks, the school, here, wherever we can.
Yes, sir.
The school?
We ran out of room at the barracks.
Well, what about the helipad? That's not covered.
Sir, I got the inventory report. I don't think we have enough guns and ammo for everyone.
Why are you still here?
The helipad isn't covered, and we're not done getting it ready.
Then you better hurry.
No, that's not what I'm saying. There's still time, sir. If you secure the helipad, we might be able to get people out of here.
To where?
There's an option near L.A., sir.
Where those things came from? That's the last place I'm going.
Well, there has to be somewhere else.
There's
we can...
nowhere left. Now, get that decoy out there. I don't care how you do it.
I gotta agree, sir. We're backing ourselves into a corner right now.
We're making a stand.
Sir, if they got the guys at the front line, how can anyone hold them?
I don't care.
We got one last chopper on the ground. It can hold a lot of people. If you send the decoy out...
Yeah,
then...
sir, the numbers don't add up, and small arms won't hold them back. It's gonna be a buffet.
Get the fuck out.
What, me?
Out! Now! You heard me! Get over the barracks. If that place goes under, so do you. You'll find a way.
Hold on.
We don't have time for hold on. Go. Now. Get the message to everyone on post, even if they just got here. Have them secure the safe holds as fast as possible.
He ain't listening. Just come on. What'd you grab?
Just go.
Me too?
Yeah, come on. Keep walking. We need to get out of here now.
No shit.
What do you swipe?
One of the sat phones in the directory. All the line numbers.
Oh, shit. You think he's gonna...
Yeah, he's getting desperate.
But there's other phones there, right? He could use those.
What? Do what?
Boom. Same as Boulder.
There's one here, too?
Of course there is.
Wait. So how's that going to stop him?
Ah, yeah. Clever, Michael. Very clever.
Yeah, there's a sat line directly to the bomb. He can't dial it if the line's busy.
Here, I got it.
Wait. If we're not going to help at the barracks, then where the hell are we going?
No, we got a line on somewhere near L.A.
Where your other friends are at. You said that place was messed up.
Well, at least it's protected. It can't be any worse than here.
Oh, shit. Come on, dial already.
Listen, how far off do we need to be if he sets it off? How much time do we need?
I don't have the sheet. If we're in the chopper and we're going as fast as we can, it's... I don't know, 5 minutes?
Ah, damn it. Everyone get in.
About time. You just left me in here.
I got the turret.
No, you take the phone, I got the turret. You fuck up the timing.
No. I'd feel way more comfortable in the turret. I mean, what do I do with this thing? I don't hear anything. How's it supposed to work?
Well, you won't hear anything. Just don't let it disconnect.
Where are we going?
We're getting out of here.
Oh, man. Come on.
I didn't know if you were coming back.
Is Tanya there? Is she okay?
Maybe I'm fine.
Hey, does it work? The helicopter, did you fix it?
Oh, this damn thing's all fucked up.
I could have had it ready by now, but no. He wanted to do it his way.
I am not getting in this thing the way you had it. You're fixing it right.
This way's taking longer.
Yeah, well, at least we got it armed. Got this off one of the other disabled Blackhawks.
Damn, it's nice. What is it? A minigun?
M134. Same gun we have on mine. Oh, I mean, had on mine. Who knows where my bird is now? Took forever for me to find a mount that worked.
I got my connection back. Just had to redial.
Crap. Get everyone on board. How many more can we get in there?
Wait! I'm not done yet!
And I need to get something from Weed Medical. Can we wait just a little?
No. How many more can we get on board?
Maybe 5 to 10 if we squeeze in, but I haven't seen anyone else around.
Well, they're all getting locked down in the barracks and at the school.
We don't have time for all that. If we're gonna go, we need to go now.
What about Riley?
Huh? I don't know if we have enough time. Kimmy can detonate it manually, right?
Detonate what? Another fucking bomb?
Oh my god, here too?
Hold on, again?
Fix it faster, man!
I am! Hey! Get me the welder!
Well, maybe we do have some time. To get Riley.
And I really need to get my notes. It's just right there. I can run really fast. They're all saved in my backups.
Hey, the onboard radio. Can you set it to a private channel, the same as the Hummer Singars?
Sure can.
Good, I want to be able to talk to you, but I don't want Kimmett hearing.
Oh, come on, man.
You're gonna go get her, right?
This thing can't fly anyway right now, and might as well try and get more people. Carl, keep on that line. Don't let it disconnect.
You don't know where she is.
She could still be at the DFAC. Or her place in base housing. And if she's at the barracks, we might not be able to find her, so...
Nah, I meant you don't want to know where she's at.
What's that supposed to mean?
She came in looking for you after you left for the decoy, wanting to fight. So Kimmett agreed and sent her out.
What? Where is she? Why didn't you tell me this?
I didn't think about it. A lot else going on. And at checkpoint 3, that's pretty far, by the airport. It was getting pounded the last time we checked.
Well, I have to try.
I told you that Frenchie's gonna bring you down. You've done enough, man.
You can't leave her behind. Not while there's still time.
Hey, lady, that's a long way out. Why don't we check it out when the bird's ready?
How long you got? Tutu?
It's da tu. And I don't know. This gasket won't fit on right. If you all keep asking me and not helping me, we'll never get off the ground.
Well, what do you need, man? Just ask.
Well, I'm going.
Me too. Thank you, Michael.
I'll just keep calling the sat phone.
Do that. Anyone else wanna...
I'm on top.
You sure?
Anyone else here know how to use this better than me? That's what I thought.
If we don't make it back in time, take off.
What?
The pad's not secure. You'll be safer in the air. You got enough ammo and fuel?
Yeah, we got full tanks, but only the ammo I can find.
Come on, we're wasting time. You can talk to him on the radio.
Go, go.
I'll be right back.
Now I get some real action.
Riley climbed out from the turret of a nearby Hummer, along with two other civilians. One young boy and one girl. The front of her Hummer was a mangled mess. As for the rest of Checkpoint 3, there were pieces of bodies strewn everywhere, along with torn wreckages of about 10 Hummers and 4 Bradley tanks. 3 of the tanks had their back doors completely torn off, and one of the Hummers was on its side. Amongst them were several civilian vehicles, most of them with Colorado license plates. Fire had broken out, already engulfing the 2 tents set up for the checkpoint.
How many more can you fit in there?
You can all fit, just get in. Are there any more out here?
Only 3 of us. We got stuck out here, everyone else left.
Well, get in. Puck, did you get any blood on you? Are you okay?
No, but I fell out of the Hummer. I'm not fine. Ah, that fucking hat.
How'd you fall out?
I kicked it too close to the edge, just slid out, landed on my fucking back. Oh, I think that thing was almost on top of me.
Well, look who took care of it.
All right, get in the back. Go around the other side, okay?
Come on, Jack. Move it.
Puck, get in the turret. If you can, and close the back all the way.
I think I broke it.
You or the hatch?
Both.
I can do it if you need me to. I know how.
I got it. I think that's enough action for me for a while. Why don't you take us for a stroll through the park?
What's the status of you guys? We got Riley. Area's still hot, but you can pick us up.
Here's the rest of our 50 cal ammo. This is all we had left. We used up a lot. If I would have had a bow...
A bow? You don't even know if that worked against them.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Who's that? What's going on?
It ain't good.
Sorry. Yeah. We had to move. The helipad got too hot and we moved on top of weed. Bought us some time. They're everywhere in here now.
Tell them to let me fix it my way, not his.
I'm fixing it right. I don't want to be in the air and have the whole damn thing fall apart.
Listen, I don't care who does it, but do it now. How much longer till it's ready? And Tanya's back, right?
Yeah, she's in here. How long?
Give us 15 at least.
I can do it in 5.
Then let Datu fix it. I doubt you're safe up there. Keep everyone inside.
Fine. What about you? Can you hold out?
Got him. Small arms are shit, but this 50 cal is working.
There's a large mass heading to the interior of the base, so heading back towards you wouldn't be a good idea. We can hold our own here. Just pick us up when you can.
Got it. We'll keep you posted.
Hey, let me see that.
Wait.
Michael, I've had to reconnect several times with the sat phone, and nothing's happened. I don't think he's gonna trigger it.
Well, I hope you're right.
Does that change things?
I don't know. It might. Maybe he's not as crazy as I thought. But just continue to call anyway, and get the bird fixed. Out.
Crazy? Who?
I'm just worried how Kim is dealing with all this.
So what? We wait here?
Not here exactly. I'll take us a little further away from the checkpoint. Give us a wide open view.
All right.
Thanks for getting us.
There was a whole group of them showing up, and everyone turned and ran. These two were left in one of the cars.
You both came in the main body?
The what?
The big group that came here from Boulder. The one that got attacked.
No, we drove with another group. We never got attacked.
Well, how many others were there?
I think 10 or 12 cars full. We didn't see anyone else on the road, but someone said we should come here.
Where were you from in Boulder? What part?
We lived by the North Gate.
Well, do you remember a short brunette girl? Her name's Pegs?
I don't know, maybe.
What about another girl, but my height complains a lot?
The lawyer?
Yes!
That's who said we should come here.
Are they here?
They were checking them in first. We were near the end of the line.
I didn't see them. I kept looking, but there were a lot of people when I got here.
Well, if they got in, where would they take them?
The school, I'm sure of that. The barracks were full.
Oh man, that's like all the way on the other side of the base.
Well, we'll take the outer loop. We'll drive all the way around.
You want to switch over to the HQ's comms? See if they're there?
No, we need to do this on our own. Hey, let me know when the chopper's ready. We gotta move.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We didn't run into very many biters along the back road to the elementary school. When we got there, I expected to find the walls crawling with them. Instead, a mass of people had already left through the gate surrounding the school, all armed.
Where the hell are they all going?
They're being moved.
To where?
I have no idea.
Ask them. You're in charge, right?
Well, let's just say we don't want to draw attention.
Great.
Hey! Open the gate.
Puck, is she in the crowd? Do you see her?
Park inside first.
All right, wait here with the Hummer, Puck.
Are you sure?
Hey! Kelly!
Jack!
Wait, that's our mom there.
Mom!
Whoa, wait,
Jack.
Are you sure?
Shelly.
Yeah, that's her right there. She sees us.
Can they?
Yeah, all right, let him go.
Go right to her, okay?
Thanks, Riley.
Take care of your little brother.
Come on, Jack.
Come here.
Pegs! Kelly!
I don't see them.
Let me look.
Michael? Michael!
In the school!
Pegs! You're okay.
I am. Oh my gosh, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, I'm... Wait, what happened to Kelly? Where is she?
She's
right here.
Lady! Kelly, what happened to you?
Shattered my ankle. Jumped off a roof in Boulder.
Yeah, and I couldn't leave her here. I mean, I kept asking if we could take her to the hospital.
Of course, no one has given us a straight answer to anything.
Hey, where are all these people going?
Someone said something about the barracks.
Really?
Why would they be doing that? I don't know. They gave people guns and started sending them over.
I'm the only one who couldn't walk, so here I am.
And, I mean, I couldn't leave her.
Well, I got a Hummer outside. I'd feel a whole lot better if we got you in it. So, here, let's get you up.
So, we spent all this time trying to get here, and this place wasn't even safe. You know, Michael, I don't have a whole lot of faith in your whole army thing.
Yeah, me neither. All right, take my arm.
Come on, lady.
You want to tell them about Sol and Victor?
Wait, what? They're here? Where?
No, we got a line on them out at the colony. They made it out.
Anyone else?
We don't know yet. Phone cut out. But we heard Sol.
So you were wrong about them, huh, Michael?
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
Don't give me that crap. You know you missed me.
You have no idea how many times I checked the groups coming in for you. I mean, you too.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, great.
Oh, shit. Step it up.
What the hell's going on?
Whoa, what's it sound like? All right, clear out a spot in the back.
Center console is a spot for me.
I listen in on HQ's radio. The barracks ain't secure.
Here, help her inside. Now what?
Kimmich armed them up and sent them over.
Keep pushing them towards the barracks. Take that building back, dammit! We have enough people. I don't care what it takes.
Yes, sir.
First he was saying to have some people flank, and then not, and then having people run across 50 cal lines of fire to draw them in. The guy's fucking losing it.
Oh my god, those kids! I just sent them right in there!
Is the chopper fixed?
This again? Is this still not working? It's been here for months.
We had others.
Yeah, we're on weed about ready to come to you. Where are you at now?
Ugh, at least I'm not flying.
Stay there, we're coming to you.
We can fit more people.
We're full, just go.
But...
we can't help them.
The barracks are still holding, but they're trying to climb over the wall.
Get the Black Hawk in there to cover them from above.
That could be okay.
Sir, the other helicopter's back on the helipad.
Cross! Get that decoy out there now! Cross! Fucking answer me!
Shit, you better hurry!
Hold on. did you guys...
Lady!
Just get on board. Got to. Help Kelly in there.
What happened to...
Just do it.
Help me with her.
Hope, stay inside.
Come on, lady. Come on. Good girl.
Ow! Easy. Oh, look at that lady. Get her in here.
Hey, Mike. Give me a hand with the 50 cal. We're taking it with us.
All right, Pegs. Grab the ammo boxes inside the Hummer.
Okay.
Michael, I'll help you with that.
Yeah, take that end. I got the other. It might still be hot, okay?
Oh, got it.
The barracks overrun, sir.
Shit. Get her on board now.
What's taking so long?
We're loaded up.
All right. Oh, hey, Mike.
Stop. Where the fuck are you going?
Sir, this isn't the time.
We needed that decoy out there. What the hell have you been doing?
Just got the bird fixed, sir. And Cody's still in there.
It took us a while to fix it right.
Yeah, we were just gonna go drop that off now.
Don't play dumb with me.
It's not gonna matter anyway, sir.
The hell it won't. We can still turn this around.
No. Sir, we can't. You can't stop this. No one can. We need to get out of here.
You're wrong.
Sir, put the gun down. We have room on board.
What?
I can stop this.
Wait! Get inside!
What the fuck? Yeah. Cross! Cross!
Close it now! Get us out of here! Carl, keep dialing. He's trying to set it off.
Should I shoot him?
Moving.
Hold on.
Fast as you can.
I still have a signal.
Well, he can set it off manually.
How long do we have?
I don't know.
Well, too late now. He's behind us, out of my sector of fire.
What's he doing?
There's a bomb on the base. Crazy shit's gonna blow it up.
Not if I can help it.
Well, where is it? Does anyone know?
He's the only one.
So we have no idea how long we have?
The base is crawling with those things. He may not even make it.
Well, we lose reception. He doesn't have to. Just keep it on the line. Everyone strap in. Pegs.
Hey, you need help up here?
You know how to fly?
I'm the one who got it to Irwin. Hey.
Muldoon.
Hold still, okay? Let me wrap this vest.
Ow!
Damn, there's a lot of people in here.
Michael! What the hell is this thing at my feet?
That's Cody. I thought you would have unloaded it.
I'm not fucking around with those crazy controls. It's loaded with C4.
It has what?
It's fine. Just relax. How far are we? Are we at minimum safe distance?
I don't know, but we're hauling ass. Black Hawk, whoever stole my fucking bird, where are you?
We're reading you. We're over the barracks now. Who is this?
Get out of there! Now!
Wait, what was that?
Get out of there! Hello?
How long has it been?
Damn it! Damn it! I lost it!
What?
Come on! Come on! No! No, no, no!
Oh, shit!
Oh, no! Oh, my God!
Keep going!
Some of my instruments aren't responding.
Can't take much more.
Fuck it! Open it before they break it! Trap them in the pit!
All right.
big.
It's in. Close it. Look who it is. Still got the arrow in his eye.
Below, the huge behemoth got confused as to which way to go. It turned around several times, only being able to see with one eye. The arrow must have gone in deep when Riley put it there. The entire area surrounded it was black and full of infection. It swung its arms wildly, knocking over several regular ones as it started to freak out.
Yeah, you don't like that, do you? Light it, Saul! Light that pipe bomb!
I think this is our last one!
Well, then make it count! Put it right at its feet!
Get down!
Fucking nailed him! Is he? Oh! God damn it, didn't even hurt him!
It's trying to get out!
Oh, shit! No!
The gate's not protected from the inside! It's gonna... Outer gate's down! Outer gate's down!
At least the big fucker's running away!
You okay over there? You need me?
Just normals against the wall now. We lost the outer gate, but we're still okay. What about you?
The little ones haven't moved, but... Ah, shit!
What the hell is that?
Big one's over here, just around the wall! It's starting to come apart! Get over here!
Come on, let's go!
I'll watch the gate!
We rushed over to the section where Vic was at. The entire wall had been pushed several feet inward and was starting to buckle at the joints. Several other colonists were already putting wood 2x4s up, trying to wedge it in place.
It's coming back again! Hold on!
Keep it up! Don't let them in!
I'm here!
See? I told you this is too much. You shouldn't even be out here right now.
I can help.
No! Just sit tight. We can handle this.
It's backing off! Guys, it's working! What the fuck? The inner gate's opening! What the fuck?
Get over there! Come on!
Who the hell did that?
About 10 normals and the big ones started coming into the colony. I looked up to see the body of the colonist we left behind fall dead from on top of the wall where the gate controls were. In his place stood the guy in the pinstripe suit with the markings on his face.
That fucker!
He moved!
I'm coming!
They're on the inside. Keep them from getting further in.
Saul, get that gate shut!
I'm going! Hold them back!
Get them before they get too far!
What about the big one?
We'll shoot when you can!
Where the fuck did you go? Ah! He's gone! Inner gate's closed. Damn it! Where'd he go? How the fuck did he get up here?
You like that?
Get those two that way!
I'm on it!
They mopped up the normals that got through, but the big one with the arrow in his head kept tearing ash through the town, smashing into cars and buildings. Nothing was stopping him.
If it runs into any part of the outer wall, from the inside, we're fucked!
I know!
They got all the normals, just one remaining!
But that's a hell of a what?
Can you get the outer gate fixed? Shut, at least?
I don't know, maybe why?
Well, can you do it?
We get to the other lookout next to the gate and hook it. We might be able to get it closed with enough people pulling.
Do it! Do it now!
What the hell are you gonna do?
I'm gonna lead it back outside.
What?
You're fucking crazy. It'll tear you apart.
Yeah, not if it can't see me. Hey! Hey!
Bert! Move! Bert!
Come on! Come on!
The thing charged towards Bert, and at the last second, he shot right at its face. A burst of blood spewed out as it fell forward, just to the right of him. It stumbled for a minute as Bert moved away, blood now pouring down its face. With the arrow in the other eye, it thrashed around, blind.
Oh, that's gotta suck!
He's crazy!
We gotta get that gate closed. Come on!
No! That won't do shit! Get away! Just stay back! Come on! Come on! I know you can hear me! That's right! Yeah, watch your feet there!
Bert, outer gate shut! Pit's clear!
Open the inner one! Let us in! Come on, Arrowhead! Let's get you pointed in the right direction! Whoa! Oh, you almost got me that time!
Bert backed into the pit with the behemoth close behind him. On the other side, a row of colonists walked behind them both, ready to shoot. Bert got it all the way to the inner gate, but it stopped there.
You'll be stuck in there with it! Get rope so we can pull him out!
Come on! Just a few more feet!
It's turning around!
Shut the gate! Everyone shoot!
All around, everyone shot at once, and it froze in the tracks of the gate. It turned back and forth as the gate started to push in on it. As soon as it realized what was happening, it moved forward, but not fast enough. It got partway through when it fell back and got its arm caught in the closing door.
We got it! Keep closing the gate!
All right, that's good enough. Now get him out of there!
He's unarmed! Oh, shit!
He's trapped down there!
It's slowing down! It's dead! It's dead! Ah, hell
yeah! Everyone in the area was looking down at the body of the armless behemoth bleeding out onto the ground. I was the only one to look up in time to see the man in the suit, watching the same thing from the edge of the tower above. I raised my rifle up and shot as it let out a loud scream and jumped out onto the other side of the wall.
Oh, fuck!
Shit, I missed!
The little ones are coming!
They're climbing over the walls! No!
Get me out of here! Come on!
Open the inner gate!
Hurry up. It's not working!
They're over the wall! Shit! It's coming for you! No! Run!
In front of me, the pale ship with the number 8 kept moving closer. I jumped down the steps as fast as I could as several people started shooting at it. It kept moving towards me. I stumbled and fell down a flight of stairs and onto the ground below as it came at me from above. I can't shake it! I can't shake it! Lizzie,
now the gate's on fire.
Oops.
He's running away. Ha, yeah, fuck you, number 8.
Shit! Auto gate's down!
No, no!
Bert's still down there!
Holy fuck! I'm trying! Give me the rope, goddammit! Now!
Oh. Ah, they hurt us! They hurt us!
Get back!
Those
bitches,
I'm on you!
I'm still stuck down here!
Bert! Get me the hell out! Come here, quick! There's a rope!
I got it! Go ahead, pull me up! Wait! Victor! Look out!
Ah, oh, fuck!
Oh, shit!
Oh! Ah!
I looked at Vic, above on the gate. The little one with the one arm knocked him to the ground. He hovered over him slowly as his gun fell to my feet. Victor! As I ran up the steps, I saw Victor reach into his pocket and take out the needle I gave him.
No!
No!
No! Fuck!
Then he shoved it into the little one's eye. It started screaming as Victor rolled off the side of the catwalk and onto the steps below. Right onto me.
He's clear! Get that rope on the railing!
You alright?
Oh, yeah!
I had to land on me, huh?
Sorry, man.
You okay?
Fuck no!
Nick, me? Out of here!
You! Get up there and pull him out.
Alright.
Victor, are you okay?
I told you to stay back there.
Yeah, and what if I had?
Hey! Get the water truck! Put the fire out!
I had it handled.
Really?
Hey, he was right where I wanted him.
Nice move there, Vic. I thought he had you there.
Worked on the big one, right? Got a soft spot. He didn't even see it coming.
Angel already used that joke.
Well, I never heard it.
Everyone good? No one hurt? Bit?
I think we're all hurting. But no bites here.
Here either.
I think I need to sit.
Come here, Blondie.
We did it.
Hell yeah, we did.
Oh, they helped a little.
Man, you see this guy running there like that? A freaking matador.
Olé.
So, what now?
Mama. Oh, and lady. Oh, my little girl.
And this is...
Oh, yeah. Oh, mama, this is Lizzie. And
hi.
And that's your grandson.
What? Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, how did he come here?
Oh, we're a hugging family.
Oh, now we gotta go ring shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, mama.
What?
Does that even matter any... No, Blondie, stop it. Don't you start looking at me like that. Get that smile off your face.
I'm not looking at you in any particular way.
Lizzie!
Wait, Lizzie?
Riley!
I need some help. Oh, my God. Whoa, careful. Careful of the baby.
What? How'd that happen?
Really? You don't know how that happened.
Look at everyone here. Oh, thank God.
Hey, look who it is.
Come on, seriously, again?
Oh, no. No, I was just joking this time. No, keep your bandages on.
Come on, really. Well, remember the 4th of July? Saul and I in the apartment? Well, ta-da.
I like who she's with.
Oh, no way.
Yes way.
What the fuck happened to you?
Well, what the fuck took you so long?
Long story.
You taking us all to Irwin now?
No, this is all that's left of Irwin.
Your places just blow up everywhere you go, or is that some kind of crazy coincidence?
Well, I missed you too. Jeez, man, why don't you eat something?
Riley, I really need to tell
you
something.
Liz, can I talk to you right now?
What?
Don't read me the riot act.
Vic, what?
I don't think you should say anything. We'll tell them later, all right?
They should know about him.
Not now. Now, don't ruin this for them.
Hell, it's good to see him.
What was that about? Oh,
just that it's a boy.
Really? Oh, okay. My, I'm gonna be a grandmother?
Hey! The chopper worked, huh?
No thanks to you.
No hiccup this time.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Hello again.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Long time no see. How you been?
Definitely.
Hey, Victor, you mind giving me a hand? She's got a busted ankle.
Be my pleasure. Surely, I got you.
Speaking of which, Mama, I gotta have you take a look at someone. She's hurt really bad.
Where, baby?
She's at the hospital.
Oh, God. That place again, huh?
Oh, my God, Lizzie.
Yeah.
It is so good to... What? Oh my gosh, you're okay and you're... Oh my God. I mean, it's Saul's, right? Seriously? Yes, Pegs, it's Saul's. Lizzie, I am so happy for you. I'm so glad to see you.
Hey, everybody.
What's up? Hugs for us?
No fucking love, I tell you. Y'all fucking stink anyway.
Oh, you seem really nice. I'm excited to get to know you.
Hey, Saul, we're starting to burn the bodies. What about this one?
Ugh.
Oh, that shit. Still got my needle in his eye.
Hey, this one doesn't have a number, though, you know?
It did at one time.
I think we nailed one more outside the wall.
Yeah, yeah, we shot the one on fire.
You guys, you didn't happen to get the one in the suit, did you? That shit got over the wall and opened the gate from the inside.
I don't think so, but maybe. I don't know. I mean, there was a lot going on. It's kind of hard to tell.
Yeah, he was a bastard making all the noises, too. When he did that, all these number ones came running in.
After we killed the big one.
They were all waiting outside until that point.
He was saving them. For the end.
Yeah. Every time there's a large group of us, we get attacked.
It's not a coincidence he's there every time.
He's the one doing it.
Wait. Are you saying that he's the one who started all this?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah, well, we've learned a few things, too. I got a lot of stuff to fill you in on.
Yeah, we all do.
Okay, so what's next? We have the helicopter, but is the colony safe?
Gotta fix it first. Place is all fucked up. But we can keep them out, right?
No.
But we can if we just...
Then not this place. Maybe we can find...
What? We keep running? We put thousands of miles between us and it didn't matter. It still found us. I'm tired of leaving and hiding and putting up walls just for them to tear them down. It doesn't make any difference. We lose people anyway. Just slower. There's less of us and more of them, and they keep getting worse.
What are you saying we should do?
Well, enough's enough. I'm tired of being on the defense. It's time for us to go to them.
To be concluded in season 4 of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics, all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Jeese, Otto Sturk, Constance Parn, Brett Newton, Elisa Elliott, Claire Doden, Jay Olegario, Blair Byhauer, Scott Marvin, Jenna McCombie, Kevin Flood, Tammy Klein, Alan Azoulay, Christian Vieira, Shirley Jordan, Jane Lehach, Tony Ray, Sean Lewin, and Amber Kellogg. I'm Michael Swan. We're Alive was written and directed by K.C. Whalen. Produced by Grayson Stone and K.C. Whalen. Line producer, Simon Nepper. Zombie intern, Eric Wargo. Music intro by Brother Dan. Series artist, Ben Hosack. To find out more and for a full list of cast and crew, please visit our website at wearealive.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook for all production-related updates and future projects. Thank you for listening to this audio theater for the mind by Wayland Productions.